Podcast with Brother Scott. We are thrilled that you have taken time out of your day to explore with us God's timeless truth. Regardless of who we are, we all need the light of God's Word to illuminate our path for this day. And now, here's our youth pastor, Brother Scott.
Hello and welcome back to the Truth to You Podcast. It is Thursday, February the 29th. I hope that you're doing really well, whether you're listening in the morning or finishing out your day. With this thought, we're glad that you're here and want to welcome you in. Hey, before we get too far down the road here, want to mention our memory verse for the week. And teens, I'm almost a little embarrassed because of how short this verse is. And so everybody next week should get the points really easy when it comes to our group time at the end of teen time. No excuses. And here it is, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. The Bible says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." And that's it. That's the memory verse, and shame on you if you don't get those free points next week. But you say, "Bro Scott, why did you choose such an easy memory verse for this week?" Well, it's not so much the length of this one, it's really the thought behind it. And I notice for me personally, I so often forget this idea of walking by faith, and I try to live and live by the things that I'm actually seeing and experiencing. And so this is a good reminder for us. Every day you get up this week, recite this memory verse to you and maybe even to others, your friends, and remind them that we walk by faith, not by sight. Okay, let's go ahead and get into the book of 2 Corinthians now. We've gone through 1 Corinthians. We're into 2 Corinthians, and chapter 8 is the chapter you should be or should have read today. If you've not read it yet, maybe pause the podcast, pick it up after you've read, and then you can come back and hear what I got out of the chapter. But I didn't have to go far because verse 1 sort of gave me the thought that I wanted to bring out, and this is what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 1. It says this, "Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia." Now that word "wit" there, that has the idea of to know. Brethren, we want you to know of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. So you ever heard the phrase, "It's good to know"? It's good to know. You know, usually we say that statement or make that statement after someone has given us something that maybe is beneficial, right? We say, "Well, that's simply, it's good to know, good to know." And Paul here is essentially doing the same thing as he's telling this specific church, the Corinthian church, that there were some things about the churches in Macedonia that were good for them to know. And specifically, the way God was expressing his grace on those churches in Macedonia. And I just, when I read this verse, I thought, what a great principle. What a great reminder that as we live for the Lord, we should be drawing encouragement and strength from what others are experiencing in the Lord. And what better way to do that than being a part of a church, being a part of a youth group? The Bible says that our communication isn't just supposed to be with just teenagers. It should be with all types of people in the church. You get over to the book of 2 Timothy and the book of Titus, and you find Paul encouraging those pastors to tell their people, "Hey, the older ladies need to spend time with the younger ladies. The older men need to spend time with the younger men." And why is that? Well, because there's perspective that the Lord wants all of us to gain, and he certainly wants us to be encouraged by it. And so he says this grace, the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. It's interesting, just yesterday as I was getting ready to walk into teen time for the service, I was stopped by a man in our church and we began talking, and he was expressing the fact that when he was much younger, just before he came to the United States, the taxi driver that drove him to the airport confessed to him that he had had a very eventful week, and that the man, the taxi driver, had had someone in the back seat that previous week put a gun to their head, and how unnerving that experience was. The man in our church began telling me that he had an opportunity to witness to that taxi driver. And they began talking about the Lord, and as The man in our church got out of the taxi and went to the airport. Well, some of the last words that the taxi driver said is, I know the Lord sent you today, and I want to give my life to the Lord. And boy, I was just so charged up going into teen time because of that testimony. But you know what? That's just one illustration of how the Lord wants to encourage us, really of the examples of grace in the lives of other people. So let's tap into that. Tap into your parents. Say, Mom, Dad, what's the Lord been doing recently? Or tell me some victories you've experienced in the Lord over the years. Or ask someone in our church, ask a teenager, someone in your class, hey, what's God done for you this week? And I believe the Lord wants to use those things to encourage us. Hey, before we get out of here, I just want to mention our teenager of the day, and it is Charlotte. We're praying for you, Charlotte. I hope that you're listening, and we'll be praying the Lord gives you a wonderful day in Him. And to everybody else, we hope to see you tomorrow on Friday, and we start a new month. It'll be March 1st, and I hope you'll be back with us then to study some more timeless truth together. Take care.